Congrats, dear Fluffster. It seems like you have a volunteer to keep you company for a short visit. Please be nice and respectful. It's their first time volunteering, and goodness knows we could use some more people to help out. What's our rule for you?
No touching them. Let them touch me.
Good. Seems like you're finally starting to be trained, which is great progress. They'll be through in a minute. I just need them to finish signing the waiver, and then he's all yours. Behave, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a guy. I haven't smelt a guy in a very long time. A human male. That's all mine. In my tiny little room. I wonder what he wants to do together. Maybe he's willing to pet and pamper me. And if I'm extra lucky, rub my belly. Hopefully I look good for him. I better brush my hair real quick. There you are. Hello, human. Please, welcome. You can close the door behind you. Thank you for, picking me out of everyone to visit. That is awfully kind of you. Oops. I broke rule one already. Oh, rule one is that I'm not allowed to touch you without you touching me. Since I initiated the hug, it means I've been a bad pup already. Please, do not tell the supervisor. Pretty please, I'll do anything. I don't want scolded again, I hate it. I pinned my ears right back to try and block out the noise, but it never stinking works. So, please, human, please. Let me do anything. I'll sing for you, I'll dance. Heck, I'll even lick you if that means I won't get in trouble. Oh, you won't tell on me? Oh, you're a good human then. I like you already. So, what made you want to volunteer? Ah, I remember when they ran that local campaign. They were trying to get rid of the stigma associated with animal girls, so I would like to thank you on behalf of just about everyone for pushing through it and realizing that, hey, we're living beings too, with their own wants and needs and everything in between. Oh. Did you like our hug? Well, if you reached out and hugged me, then I can do it back again.
Does it feel nice? I could trace my nails on your back. Don't worry, it will not rip your shirt or any... I can smell you. Yeah, your body odor. No, silly, it's not bad. Actually, it's really dang nice. If I'm honest with you, mister, it's been a really long time since I've had a human male, and I have forgotten how enticing you guys can be.
What do I mean? Well, your smell is... it's making me salivate. That makes sense to you, right? Explain it another way, then. I'm attracted to your scent. I'm very attracted. I could probably lick your armpit, but I know I should behave. Or else no one would want to be around me. And it gets quite lonely, mister. It really does. But it's better now that you're already here. And I don't want you to go yet. You won't leave me, right? Please, not yet. I can do tricks for you. You already signed the waiver, so if anything happens, it's not your fault, since you agreed I'm feral and you're meeting a feral pup.
Sorry, that sound is really starting to go to my head. Something's happening in my tummy. Mister? Yeah, my tummy right down there. It's, where my, kitty is. The thing that gets wet and squishy when I smell things I like. Oh, your neck is, it's leaking the smell as well. Pheromones? What's that? Well, whatever it is, it's good, like really good. Maybe a small lick. I am a pup after all, and it's normal behavior, I promise. I just a day. Tastes so much stronger. No, so much better. No, I need a little more. Don't worry. We have complete privacy here, I promise. Oh, this room is soundproofed for my midnight howling sessions. Hey, what if I went over your ear a little and nibbled it? Just gently with my canine. You're liking it. Against your pants. Then after teasing you, you'll take the initiative and fuck me, right? What? No. But rule number one, you need to stick it in me. Come on, I'm leaking my juices over you already. Don't you want me? Don't make me beg for it. Oh, please. I'm already so needy. I might get too desperate and... fine. I'll do it myself. Now you can't say no to me sitting on your cock. See, now? Look what I'm having to resort to just to keep you as mine for a little longer. You're the one making me break the rules. I'm such a naughty, ruthless pup. Oh, you should punish me by spanking me. Good master, good master. You like having me grind against your human cock. I could even circle my hips against you just to really get you fired up. I can't believe you were such a pervert to come to the pup pound just to pound this pup's pussy. It's so good. Oh, it's so thick. Human cock is the best thing ever. I love how the tip feels. It's so nice. Every time you kiss my cervix with the tip, I can even feel you hit against my G-spot. Did you really just come here hoping you could fuck an animal girl? Because it's working. You wanna make me come? Is that it? You wanna dominate this adorable little pup so badly? Well, why not you adopt me then? Ever thought of that? This pussy could be yours to use whenever you need. Just think about it. Maybe you're stressed from work.
cooking. I could be there, waiting at home, ready to pamper you and nurture you. And then drain you completely. That's what every human male clearly needs. They just don't know it until they have it. Okay, let's swap positions, okay? My legs can keep up. I can be on top as well. See? I've heard how pathetic human girls are. They have no strength in their legs. And they stop dropping down, but look at me. Look at me. We're a few minutes in already, and there's no stopping me, human. Oh, come on. Come on. Adopt me. Fuck my brains out and go sign the damn papers. I can do more than just fucking. I can also lick you, you know, all over. I can lick your neck and your ears. I promise you, having sex with a monster girl will blow your fucking mind. Because of your human cog, I want you to completely overload my senses. So all I want is you, my new master. I told you, I completely lose it. Oh my god. Keep letting me slam my hips down onto you. I'm getting so damn wet and sloppy. This is all your fault. It's all your damn fault. You have to take responsibility. You're getting more lickies for your punishment. Again. Okay. Oh my god. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Master. Master, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Okay. Please, Master. Come. Fill me up right fucking now. Oopsies. I got a little carried away there. So, are you gonna adopt me then? Good. Now, pull your pants up and zip them up. Just try and, you know, put yourself together. I'll bring through the lady and we can go home together as Puppin' Master. Dang right I'm not delaying. I want to be in your bed that completely smells of you.
For round two.
Now come on, master. Don't make me beg anymore. Come on, let's go. Andale, andale.